The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well and took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you want to be well? We might think the answer is always obvious. Yes, of course, I want to be well. But I don't think it's that simple. Let's look at the situation of this, ill man. For 38 years, he's been used to being ill, to sitting by the pool. He's probably developed relationship with other people who were sick and ill, who were sitting there. That was his life. Now, he's well. Everything will change. He can't hang around anymore around the pool with his friends. He has to find a job. He has to start to provide for himself. He has to learn maybe skills. Things change, and sometimes we'd rather settle to what we're accustomed to than accept a change, even when it's better for us. The purpose of it is to make us better, to make us well. And that's why the man, instead of showing gratitude to Jesus, he goes and tells the leaders of the temple who did it, who cured them. Sometimes if we're not physically sick, it's hard to see that how can we become well. But our spiritual life is a journey. And Lent is part of that journey. And the purpose of that journey to help us to continue to grow in holiness, in wellness, physically, spiritually, and all of aspects of our lives and our being. And sometimes we resist that. We're comfortable where we at, although it's not the best situation for us, although we can be better. Sometimes people settle working in a job that they don't like, but they're afraid to let go and look for another job. Sometimes people settle for relationships that are not healthy for them, but they're afraid to let go. Jesus calls us to a change, to a transformation, to repent, to turn away. And that means change for us. And sometimes we resist it, and instead of being grateful to God, we kind of turn our backs on him. If you were at the 9:30 Mass on Sunday, the gospel was different because we had the elect, those preparing to receive the Easter sacraments on the Easter Vigil. The gospel was about a blind man whom Jesus healed. Unlike the person in today's gospel, that man began to defend Jesus, even if it meant that he was thrown out of the temple. He was grateful for what Jesus has done for him and became his disciple. We have a choice. God is always calling us to grow, to change, to become better and better until we reach heaven one day when we reach the fullness of our potential. Let us be grateful to that opportunity and not resist it.